You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in his footsteps and receive his revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and we welcome you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we've been doing this for a lot of years, 19 plus years on the radio. We were just talking about that, weren't we, Pastor Don? Before we came on, it doesn't seem that long. Time goes by so fast. So we greet you and welcome you to our program. We trust that you'll receive something from this. And as you open your heart and let the Spirit of God speak to you prophetically, I know you'll receive something from what we're going to talk about here today. So we're going to release ourselves to you, and you have ears to hear. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, we are blessed to be on WCNO.
Oh, that's right.
I also want to mention the name of this broadcast is called Raising the Standard, which you heard in the introduction. Raising the Standard. And that's what God has called us all to do, is to raise the standard in our lives. And we have the standard is in the book.
Amen.
The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. Remember that little song we used to sing? That's the book for me.
That's right.
We got to stand upon the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
That's right.
So this WCNO radio broadcast reaches the world. It's on the internet. Everyone can listen to it. All you have to do is find us and just go to WCNO.com, and you can listen to that radio broadcast live 24/7. And also we have programs on there. You can go podcast them. Go to the scheduling guide and look for Saturday at 12 noon, Raising the Standard with Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton.
Amen.
So we're blessed to be here today. We're blessed to be alive at this time to see what's happening in the world today, and especially what's happening in the Washington, D.C. and in our country this year. It's very exciting to know that we've been waiting and waiting, it seems like months and days and
about a year and a half, really, yeah.
Finally, it's come to pass.
Yes.
It's just exciting, and I'm sure many of you are excited and anticipating great things this year. So we just are blessed, and I also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We're right in the Monterey Plaza. We're in the plaza, and it's right on Cantor Highway and Monterey Road, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. You can Google it, or you can call, and I'm going to give you the phone number in just a moment. But I want to mention to you that we have our services are on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And then we have we worship God, and for the testimony of Jesus is what? The
Spirit of prophecy.
Mm-hmm. That's in Revelation 19:10. So that's at 10 a.m. And then we also come together on Friday, mm-hmm. and that's at 7 p.m. for our Friday evening service. And then we have today, this afternoon, we have a video on how to hear from God and get our prayers answered, and also it has to do with healing and deliverance, and that's going to be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So if you'd like to come, and I know that you will be blessed. So our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
That's right.
7 is a very important number.
Sure is.
And this is the year 5777, or it's 5777, 3 sevens.
That's right.
You know, that 7 is a picture of a sword.
Yeah.
And so what have people been doing? They've been praying and praying and praying in that prayer and worship that as a sword. And so look at all the people that have been praying all over the world, not only in America, but people praying for America from other places all over the world. Look at all the people that have gathered in Washington, D.C. to stand there and to pray and to make a wall, a shield of prayer. And we prayed on Thursday. And I know many, many people are praying. So we, as we pray in the Spirit, and as we pray for, as we praise the Lord, leads us for this nation and for our president and our vice president and all the families and the cabinet, you know, we're going to see some wonderful things happen. And so I believe that people are anticipating great, great things starting now, because we have a new president. Praise
right.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's a miracle. He's in office, yes.
It's a miracle.
That's right.
It is absolutely a miracle against all odds. We have our president, vice president, strong Christian. Both of them are Christians. Amen. And some people say, well, I don't know if he's a Christian. He's a Christian.
He's a Christian, yeah.
He may not even be such of a baby Christian now, because he's been surrounded by lots and lots of
godly people
and strong people. And this is the first inauguration. It's called a Christian inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christian music, pastors and Christian leaders coming together to pray. You know, Praise has his own Bible that he was given as a child. And also the George Washington's Bible, and then there was Lincoln's Bible, and you know, the Bible is being, I'd say,
magnified. That's right.
Celebrated.
That's right.
It's God's word is being magnified and being celebrated, being spoken, and I think that we can all just join in and say, have a hallelujah choir, amen. Because God is good, and God loves us, and He loves America, and He wants to see this. He wants to see changes, and I believe that we are going to see some big changes. Well,
right.
We're going to talk about a man that God used. This is a prophecy spoken in Isaiah, way before he even was born.
150 years before he was born, his name was mentioned by God.
His name was mentioned by God,
mm-hmm.
150 years before he was born. You know, God knows everything.
Sure does.
He's the Olam, forever and
That's
ever.
Right.
Forever from beginning and forever to the end. What, he's the beginning, he's the ending, he's the Alpha, the Omega, he's the Aleph and the Tav.
He's everything in between.
And everything in between.
That's right.
And so he knew that Donald J. Trump, when he was going to be born, he knew the plans of God for him, even though the odds, everybody would say, oh, well, the odds are, you know, impossible. But the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. And so did God know his birthday? I would say he did.
I certainly think she
would. Did God, before we talk about Cyrus, Pastor Gene, I want to share this. Does God know when the inaugurations happen? And did he know that before there was America? Before there was the United States of America? Do you think he knew that?
Sure.
Sure, he knew that, didn't he?
He knew everything, that's right.
Did God know the year 5777 was going to be the same as 2017?
Yep.
He knew that, didn't he?
That's right.
Well, I want to give you a little bit of history here. Some of you may have already heard this, but, you know, the number 7, we've talked about that. The number 7 is what? God's number.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a number of completion.
Completion.
And perfection.
Yeah.
And we have 3 sevens in this year.
This year, yeah.
3 sevens, and then we have 17, which is 10 plus 7, that's mm-hmm. 17. So we have the 10 and the 7, and both of those numbers are very powerful in the Hebrew language. If you don't know the Hebrew language has 3 dimensions to it. No other language has 3 dimensions. Only the Hebrew language has 3 dimensions. And you say, well, what are they? Well, one of them is a number. Seven, a Zayin. The Zayin is seven, is the seven. And the Zayin, it has a meaning. It means completion, and it means perfection. It's God's number. How many times is the number seven mentioned throughout the Bible?
A lot.
Seven got right in the very beginning. God created He created it, and on the seventh day, He rested. And in the Ten Commandments, He reminds Moses about the rest. Remember the seventh day.
And that's right.
Keep it holy. It's holy day unto the Lord. And then there's many, many times that seven is mentioned, and 70 is mentioned about the offerings, and so many things are mentioned. Well, here we have three sevens, which is also a picture of a sword.
That's right.
So, and the Bible talks about the sword, you know, with the sword of the Lord. Mm-hmm. What is the sword of the Lord, Pastor Gene? The word of God is
sure.
The sword of the Lord. So when we speak the word of God, we are sending forth the sword, right?
Speaking for God, aren't we?
We're speaking for God. You know, seven kind of even looks like a sword, mm-hmm. if you're going to hold it. Well, I want to give you a little history here. The first day of office for Donald J. Trump on January 21st, 2017, Donald Trump will be 70 years old,
yep.
7 months old, and 7 days.
Isn't all the sevens with him, right.
Seven, three sevens, seven, mm-hmm. seven, seven. And Donald Trump and the number 777, do you think it's a coincidence or do you think it's God ordained?
It's
I think God is ordained.
That's right.
So, isn't this awesome? Mm-hmm. So, here we've had come through this time a struggle. So, and so, actually, also Israel in the next year, in 2018, will be 70 years old. 70 years old. 70. I'm just going to read what I have here. With all the 2 years of back-to-back blood moons, this year's triple supermoon, we had a triple supermoon in October, November, and which is the biggest in 70 years, and in December, he says, I believe of the prayers of his people, instead of judgment, God gave America grace. Our year, 2017, is also the Hebrew year of 5777, which started last October the 3rd on Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. In 2018, Israel will also celebrate its 70th year anniversary. Now, God talks about Israel and 70, doesn't he?
Yeah, a lot of things happen.
Things that are going to happen and things that happened on that 70 years.
70 years in captivity.
But Israel is not completed until Jerusalem becomes its capital. Now, this is something that Donald Trump wants to do, is to move from Tel Aviv, the... what's it called? The capital into Jerusalem. That means it's going to either have to have a building built.
He certainly moved there.
Well, he's certainly good with building buildings, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So the inauguration ceremony is on January 21st, right? With the ceremony following it, and the next president, his first full day in office will follow on January 21st, 2017. Donald Trump was born on June 14th, Donald Trump was 70 years old. So on January 14th, he was 70 years old and 7 months. Okay. On January 21st, Donald J. Trump will be 70 years old, 7 months, and 7 days. 777.
So remind him, he's not going to be inaugurated on January 21st. It's on the 20th.
I said on his first full day in
full
office.
Day. Okay. I misunderstood that.
He will be 70 years old, 7 months old,
okay.
And 7 days old. Well, we don't actually know the exact time he was born either, do we?
Nope.
So, you know, that is really pretty awesome, I think. And so, you know, God has a plan, and he has already spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu about even the building of the temple. The building of the temple. Well, there was a rebuilding of the temple, wasn't there? Back at the time when Cyrus was around. Cyrus was a half Jew.
Yeah, half Jew and half Gentile.
That's right. His mother was...
Esther. His father's name was Darius, which was
Darius.
The title of a Persian king.
So he came from a kingly background.
That's right.
And he came and he had a righteous mother. What righteous mother did
he? And that's why he found favor with God, because his mother raised him Jewish, and he probably learned a lot about the Jewish faith. And so God used him mightily. And we can read about
this
in Isaiah.
So here we have this prophecy over here in Isaiah. Mm-hmm. And where would you want to start, Pastor Gene?
Well,
I think we all start in 44.
Yeah, the main thing is to read verse 27.
Because it's also talking about the rebuilding of the mm-hmm. of the temple.
That's right.
Because we're in the days where we might see the beginning. We really can already see the beginning, because they've already made so many things that go into the temple. They say that everything that they need has been made. All the clothing for the priests. They're training the priests. All these things, but see, these are things they do ritually, but they all have a meaning.
That's right.
And so even all the cups and all the for the showbread, and you know, the menorah. We saw the menorah when we were there.
That was years
How many
ago?
Years ago?
Yeah.
2001. We
right.
saw the menorah there. It was already finished there and on display. So all these things have already has over these last what? I don't know how many years. They have 20 years or whatever they've been, or longer. They've been gathering things and making these things out of gold, silver, you know, and so they're all ready. All they need is the building. And of course, we don't know how it's going to happen on the Temple Mount, but God knows. God knows. And he talks about the earthquake, and he talks about a lot of things that might happen, but we don't know all these things. But we know that this, we're living in that time and that season, and it's kind of exciting. It's very exciting to see, and that when God would raise up a man so bold as Donald J. Trump to come to do what he's done, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's his mind must be like a machine, I think, that
don't crash going under his feet either.
no, it click
That's
clicks
right.
along, you know.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of things that he wants to do. And I believe that he will accomplish many of them, because, like you said, he doesn't let grass, let alone weeds,
That's right, grow under his feet while he's moving on.
And I believe that he is closer and closer to God and trusting God and knowing that this is a miracle, and knowing that it's not his, not things that he did to get to become president, but it was the prayers of the saints, and it was the timing of God. Everything is the timing of God.
So he has sought
godly counsel.
That's right. So we compare, we're going to talk about Cyrus a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
But your sister that's in our congregation was with us on Thursday praying, and she mentioned some things that the Lord showed her. And we've kind of been looking at this a little bit, but you think about it. Cyrus was, what I would consider, he wasn't born in Israel. He wasn't of the Jewish tribes. His mother was Jewish and all that. But here we have an outsider that God uses, and we're going to read some things about him. Well, remember, Trump's an outsider also. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's not in that political cartel and all that. That's why so many people don't like him. But he's got a new outlook for this country and all that needs to be put in place. Well, Cyrus had to do something because the temple was in shambles at that particular time. So let's look at this. And we mentioned a while ago that Cyrus was, this prophecy about him was 150 years before he was born. And it was about 200 years before they really took all this and started rebuilding the temple.
But God loves Israel.
Sure does.
And God loves America.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that hate Israel, and they want to destroy Israel, and they call America the big Satan. They would want to take over America, the United States of America. But just what because I just want to start out, I just want to read a couple verses here in the beginning of chapter 44, because God knows everything in the beginning. He says, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee." See, this we can all say that God made us and formed us from the womb.
Yeah.
"Fear not, O Jacob, my servant." Jacob was the servant. He was Israel. "And thou, Jerusalem, whom I have chosen."
Jeshurun. Yes.
"Whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty." How many people are thirsty now? I think people are getting thirsty and hungry for the word. "And floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed." Wow. That's a promise that God's given us, because we're joined with Israel. We have to stand with Israel. If every nation of the in the world, they just had those 70 nations over there in Paris, right?
Yeah.
Coming against Israel. If every nation in the world comes against Israel and the United States stands, we will be blessed.
We'll be
but
blessed.
If we join the rest of the world, we will be destroyed.
It'll be a curse on the land.
It'll be a curse on the land, and there will be devastation, and things will happen. He won't do these things, but he says, you know, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. We're the seed of Abraham, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And my blessings upon thine offspring. And so we're talking about and our children, and they shall spring up as among the grass. This is what we want. This is what we're praying for. This is what people are praying for. Christians are finally praying. If the Christians hadn't prayed and voted, we wouldn't have him. But God moved upon people's hearts. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, honey. Now, you were going to go where? I just wanted to read that because I just want people to know that. See, Donald J. Trump, God knew his birthday. He knew his timing. He knew what year it would be, 57, 77. And not only did he make it, not just 2017, but he joined it to the Hebrew 5777, because Donald J. Trump has always been for the Jewish people.
That's right.
For not just for the last 18 or two years, but he has always been for them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, you know, I was thinking about, as we talked about this before we came on, over in Daniel chapter 5, we find out that we know that the Babylonians were in charge, and Daniel was called out. There was a prophecy that came forth, and that nobody could interpret it. And remember when God wrote his finger, or wrote with his finger on the wall? Well, Daniel was the one that was able to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Belshazzar now, he was the king at that time. And I'm going to start in verse 5 of Daniel, verse 29. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night, because it was prophesied, they were weighing the balance and lacking, was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median, took the kingdom about 62 years old. Now, an interesting thing to remember about this, we mentioned this a moment ago, that Esther was the wife of Darius the Mede, and their son was Cyrus. Now remember, in the book of Esther, there's a name called Ahasuerus. That was not a man's name. It was a title. Like the pharaohs were all different men, but they were called pharaohs. Well, this man called Ahasuerus happened to be Darius the Mede. And so they brought forth this child, and they raised him. And I'm sure that Esther raised a lot of things in his heart and mind about the Jewish people, and as she did this through the years he grew up, then he put this in his heart about what God wanted to do with Israel. So I'm going to go back now to where we were at in Isaiah 44. Let's just read this for a moment.
Isaiah 44?
44, yeah.
What verse do you want to go to?
I want to start in verse 27.
Well, before you go there, let me read a verse before that.
Okay.
In verse 21 it says, "Remember these, O Jacob and Israel." Since Jacob and Israel there, there really was one, but he's talking about the nation as
mm-hmm.
well. "For thou art my servant, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions." And I think, you know, Donald J. Trump, he went to church every single Sunday.
Growing up.
With his mother, right?
Yeah.
So he knew. I mean, he knew about God. He knew about Jesus. He knew about salvation. Even though he walked away, even though he did a lot of worldly things, but look at all the things that David did.
Yeah.
Yet David was king. He says, "I have blotted out thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins," and his sins. "Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." I believe he has returned to the Lord fully, and to what? To fulfill the destiny, because that's what we're talking about, destiny. Cyrus had a destiny, to fulfill the destiny that God has for him.
That's right.
So, you know, it's not time to quit praying because the election's over. No, it's time to come and continue to pray, because now the work has just begun.
That's right.
They had to work. The prophecy came forth and they were going to build the temple in Jerusalem, but there still had to be work done. There has to be builders done, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, honey.
Well, we were in chapter 44 of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just read verse 26. This is key about the prophecy. That confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Now, 27. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, that's what God said about him, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Now, I want to stop here for a moment. Well, think about this. Babylon was in control, but they fell in one day, and the Medes and the Persians took over. Well, the question is, how did they do this? Well, history shows this, and we can find out in history what happened. What they did, the Persians came, and they knew that Babylon was surrounded by this walled city, and they say the walls, on the top of the walls, you could put four chariots of horses across the top. This is how thick it was. So they wonder, how are they going to get in that place? Well, what God showed them what to do with Cyrus and all was they dammed up the Euphrates River, and the water abated. And so what happened? Then the Persian came, went under the gates. We're going to read this in a moment. Opened the gates. They went underneath, got into the city of Babylon, and they took it over that night, just that quick. So with that thought, let's go on now. Now we go to chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, he calls Cyrus his anointed, whose right hand I have holden, it means helped, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two levy gates. This is what was down in under the city there. And the gates shall not be shut. This is in the inner city. And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. That's exactly what happened.
Amen.
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. So Cyrus did, all he knew about God was what his mother taught him.
He didn't really know him.
He didn't really know him.
He didn't really have a relationship
with him. Just knew about
him,
didn't
he?
That's right.
Just knew about him.
That's right.
And how many people are out there, how many people that say they're a Christian, they say they know the Lord, they know about him, but they don't have a relationship with him.
That's right.
Well, that's what people would say about Donnelly. Well, he doesn't know the Lord. But maybe he didn't know the Lord in maybe as in a relationship. I don't know. Only God knows his heart. But many people out there say they believe that Jesus is a Savior,
mm-hmm.
but it's in the head.
Yeah, it's a head thought.
but
not a heart.
To know the Lord, we must have a relationship with him.
That's right.
So he said, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee.
So with
him, thou hast not known me.
That's right. He just knew about him.
Mm.
So within 50 years of this prophecy and all, well, Cyrus began to do this work, and he allowed the temple to begin to be rebuilt again. It's incredible to think about. So we have a lot of things in these few verses that God did. See, he's all-knowing. He knew he wanted that temple rebuilt, and so he used a Gentile. He was part Jewish and part Gentile. It was sort of like Caleb and Joshua, right? One was a Gentile, one was a Jew. So he God used both of them. So here he's going to use what? He's going to use Cyrus's mother and also his father, and the stirring they got from the teachings from mom and all about the Jewish people and about the temple. Well, then God put it on Cyrus's heart to do something about it.
You know, a lot of Jewish people, they know they're a Jew, but they don't have a relationship with the Lord. But when, if I'm not, you can correct me, or somebody can correct me. I believe when a Jewish child is born, if the mother is Jewish, the child is considered Jewish.
Jewish, that's right.
Right, but if the father is Jewish and the mother is not, then the child is not considered.
That's right.
Now, I may be wrong, but
that's what I've heard. Say. I hope it's that way.
But
I think
what's happening with what's happening in our nation today. You know,
yep.
If we relate this to God, because God is all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee. What has he done with Donald Trump? Though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun. I'm thinking about from the east coast.
Yeah.
Amen. And from the west to the west coast, to those that are out there in California causing all this problem, that and the others that are causing problems, that there is none beside me. They're going to know that it's only because of the Lord. See, they couldn't do anything to stop it, right? I am the Lord, and there is none else. For I formed the light and created darkness. I made peace. So God can make peace.
That's right.
And created evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Wow.
That's right. I'm back up here in chapter 44 of Isaiah. Verse 6 is a very interesting verse.
Isaiah where?
Isaiah 44. Verse 6 says, thus saith the Lord, the
right.
King of Israel, and his Redeemer,
mm-hmm.
the Lord. It makes you think of Yeshua. He's our Redeemer.
That's right.
Of our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I shall call, and shall declare it, and this is key, and set it in order. He sets everything in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any.
Praise God.
And so he knew what he was doing.
And he had this, he says he's the Lord of the hosts.
I mean,
there's a host. We've been praying for the angels, for the host of the angels. Amen. But I like what it says over here in 45 verse 8. It says, because it says, drop down ye heavens from above
mm-hmm.
and let the skies pour down righteousness, people.
Right.
Righteousness. A new Supreme Court judge.
Yes.
Amen. Righteousness. And here we have this parade of these people that want to continue to have abortions. Women. I think about when two women came to Solomon and they were going to fight over this baby because one of their babies had died. And, you know, they were willing, this one woman was willing to kill the baby instead of letting the other person have it. But Solomon had wisdom. And we need to pray that Donald J. Trump has wisdom. Amen.
That's right.
So here we have pour down righteousness from the skies. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation. Pray that all these people that are out, you know, that this is the year to be bold. This is the year when things are going to happen. Snap, snap, snap. Real quick, just like the seconds go. Just like even the blinking of the eye. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Wow. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You don't want to fight against God.
Sure don't.
You don't want to fight against God.
So I was thinking about this a little earlier. You know, this prophecy was given about Cyrus 150 years before he was born. Well, then once all this came into being, within 50 years, they began to rebuild the temple. It made me think about the prophecy in Daniel chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25 says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore, and to restore something, they had to return first to restore the temple, and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. There's talking about this 70 weeks prophecy. Well, 7 weeks of years is what? 49 years, almost 50 years.
It's your seven again.
Could be your seven.
Did you read Isaiah 45:13?
No, I didn't go
no,
that far.
No, it says, I have raised him. Who are we talking about?
Cyrus. That's right.
And I'm thinking about Trump as well, President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. Praise God. He shall build my city. See right there. Does he have a Cyrus anointing
mm-hmm.
to help to rebuild that city? And maybe not to lay the stones or those things, but to be an impact on the rebuilding of the temple. Amen? He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives. The Israelite people, they want to put them in captive. They want to tell them they can't have Jerusalem, you know? That's like being put in jail. I mean, it's telling me you can't walk down the street. We walked down the streets of Old Jerusalem. Can you imagine them telling them that they have to leave that place?
Yeah, that's right.
No, huh? For the price nor for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. He shall let them go. He shall let go my captives. They're going to be free. Not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. God is going to do it.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's pretty interesting what God had to say about Cyrus.
So God has prophetic words for people. He has prophetic words for you that are out there listening. He has one for me, for Pastor Gene. He has prophetic words, and he wants us to fulfill the plan that he has for our life. Now, you know, our name may not ever be in a book.
That's right.
But it's in one book, and it's in the book of in heaven.
That's right.
The record is written
down. The Lamb's book of books.
In heaven,
life, yeah.
And our rewards may never be seen here on this earth. And the ones that would be, if we were to get them, you know, what can you do with them? You certainly can't take them with you. No, but our reward is going to be given from the Lord in heaven when we stand before him, when we fall on our face and we worship him. I go back here to, we didn't read this part, I don't think. I think this is good over here where it says in chapter 44, verse 23, it says, so this is what we should be doing.
Yeah.
We should be celebrating, singing and celebrate. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. So the heavens are singing, right? Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree thereof, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
But read 24.
Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb.
Hallelujah.
I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself.
Keep going.
That frustrateth the tokens of the liars.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to, you think of what's going on now, right?
Yeah.
And maketh diviners mad. How many people are mad?
Yeah.
Wow.
So many people predicted that Hillary Clinton would win, didn't
that
they?
That turneth wise men backward.
That's right.
And maketh their knowledge foolish.
Foolish. That's right.
Mm.
We read
that 20s. Confirmeth the word of his servant. This has been confirmed now. That's right, it's confirmed. And performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, amen, and to the cities of Judah ye shall build.
That's right. So they returned and they built. For a while, that place was a shambles.
And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Look at the picture. Look at the places in America that are decayed.
That's right.
I think one of the first places that President Trump is going to say, okay, go and take care of Detroit, Michigan. Let's clean it up.
Yeah.
Let's rebuild. Let's repair. What we don't have to destroy, let's clean things up. Let's restore what can be restored and what can't be restored. Let's tear it down and rebuild something better.
That's right. So we see that God called Cyrus to do a lot of things here, didn't he, with all this?
President Trump picks one city.
That's right.
And makes an example of that city. What can happen in that city?
That's
you know
right.
how many people would move to Detroit to be working,
mm-hmm.
to do the work?
Sure.
That place would have so many jobs.
It could flourish.
It would flourish.
That's right.
And it would be a place where people would want to come, would be proud to live.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's not. It's a ruins.
That's right.
It's ruins. It's like rubble. If you've ever watched a documentary on Detroit, Michigan, and you've seen the decay and you know, the weeds growing up over the buildings and rats running around through the buildings and just total destruction, it's like a bomb went off in that place.
So you just read verse 26. So it's like we see in a lot of cities in America.
That's right.
I'm going to read it again, 44:26. That confirmeth the word of his servant,
mm-hmm.
and performeth the counsel of his messengers. These could be the prophets. That saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, when it was a ruins at this time.
That's right.
And in the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Well, Trump's going to do that.
You can declare that. I declare that over Detroit, Michigan.
That's right.
Let it be an example of of what can happen when people work together, when people come together, and when somebody sets something in place. So you have to have somebody, you have to have a man, somebody that will set things in place. And, you know, he's not going to go over there and do the building. No, but he's going to set it in place and get it moving. Mm-hmm. You have to have a mover, and he's a mover and a shaker.
That's right.
So, you know, I know we're talking about President Trump and also Cyrus, but I believe there's a Cyrus anointing upon him to do things. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Cyrus was from a kingly background, and I believe that God has set a man up in the United States of America that's not going to be somebody that's just a politician, and they just want a politician or whatever they do.
Yeah, to satisfy himself and what he wants, a political cartel is what we have. It's going to be broken up, and like Trump said, he's going to drain the swamp.
Drain
we're talking
the swamp.
About a river here in the next verse,
about the
verse
swamp.
27, that shall say, that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers.
He's going to drain the swamp. That's
right.
What he says, right? Well, this doesn't say drain the swamp, but it certainly, sir, and I will dry up the rivers. Well, that's the swamp that we're, I see.
That's right.
That saith to Cyrus, he is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do?
A leader.
A shepherd is a leader.
That's right.
He leads. He leads by example.
Amen.
Well, we can see the example of the things that he has accomplished in his lifetime as a businessman. So he has a gift.
That's right.
He has a gift. And so God is using a man who has a gift to rebuild, to shepherd. He is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure. So if he hears from the Lord and gets wise counsel, he's going to perform all his pleasures. Amen. Even saying to Jerusalem, or we could say to Detroit, thou shalt build.
That's right.
Build.
So it says right here in 27 how the Persians conquered the Babylonians. Okay, water. Well, they drained all the water. So we're going to drain the water out of Washington, D.C. It's incredible when we think about this. Think about it. The water also represents an anointing. Cyrus had an anointing to get this done from God.
That's
okay.
Right.
So think about it. Trump has an anointing on his life right now. And he's got all these religious leaders around him that spent mm-hmm. time with him and talked to him. And he's got good counsel. So we're going to believe that the river of the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to drain all that stuff out
there's
of Washington.
There's different kinds of rivers.
That's
there's
right.
a holy river.
That's right.
And then yet there's a river, one that needs to be
clean.
Drained and cleaned.
Clean.
And
that's
we're
right.
talking about the political agenda that's been going on for the last 8 years.
And for even and, before
and,
that.
And yeah. longer than that before that, because this is the first time we've never, I mean, that I know of, that we haven't had somebody that was raised up as to be a politician. You know,
that's
this
right.
was their thing. Everything has to
that's
be
right.
politically correct.
Well, we want it to be biblically correct.
Biblically correct. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we just thank the Lord for what he's doing.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. And so he has, to me, it shows me, you know, that God has these special anointings for different people to do different things.
The key thing is he's called someone here, like with Cyrus, he called someone out of the normal things that Israel were doing. He was not a king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He was not one of the tribes.
No.
He was an outsider that
yep.
God brought in and anointed him to accomplish. And he didn't ask the tribes of Judah to rebuild that temple,
no.
did he? He asked Cyrus with his people and his men to rebuild that temple.
And they could say, well, who do you think you are?
That's right.
Right?
That's
well,
what they're saying about Trump.
Who do you think you are? You
yeah.
know, big man, you know?
yeah.
You're going to come and take care of all this rubble? You're going to fix everything?
Yeah.
You're going to make America great?
Yeah.
See, that's those are those people that I read about over there. I think in the ones who came against the liars and the mad people, the naked people mad, right? And they want to turn the wise men backwards, right? And they want to make their knowledge foolish.
That's right.
They think that what he's doing is foolish. That he just doesn't say the right things. Well, he speaks from his heart. He
That's
doesn't
right.
speak from a political agenda. He doesn't have an agenda. He's speaking from his heart. And so, you know, we need to pray that the Americans, the people in America, will become one.
We'll That's
be,
right.
That we will work together and we will be united as one, because we have a president, and you know, if we don't have. And so we need to stand there, back him. We need to pray for him, and we need to honor him.
And I think about these, what are they, 68 House of Representative members that didn't want to go to the inauguration. Reminds me of what happened when we read about Nehemiah and Ezra when they were rebuilding the temple. Remember, they had to work with a weapon in one hand and a working tool in the other hand. And what happened? There was two guys came, Sanballat and Tobias came, and they were the ones that were trying to work underneath all this and cause confusion. Well, God showed the Jews exactly how to do it, and so they ignored what these two men were trying to say, but they came to destroy what God was doing. We got that in Washington right
now. The enemy always has somebody to...
They always have somebody there. The devil's advocate's hanging around, and so they have to stand tall. They got a weapon in their hand. What is the weapon they should have?
It's the
Word of God.
Saying.
That's right. And then what? They got a working tool in the other hand. Follow Trump. He's built a lot of buildings and all that. So you look at it in a spiritual way. He's going to build some things a new way, and the Spirit of God is going to allow him to do it and do
number
it the
seven.
Right way.
Number seven. Now, you know, people are saying, well, why do you keep talking about Trump? I just know, I just hear in the spirits people are saying this on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We better know the times and the seasons we live in. And, you know, you can. We're not putting him on a pedestal. We're not saying he's a god. No, there was only one God that we worship, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
God's going
to
use him.
There's only one person, but we're not to put people on pedestals, but we should be celebrating, just like, you see, they probably came against Osiris as well in those days, thinking
sure.
that, you know, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You know, they came against him. Those are the religious people, so if you are out there and you're saying that about what we're speaking about, I would say check yourself. Are you a religious person? Do you have a religious spirit
hanging on you? Yeah.
Yeah, right. And or are you going to are you going to be a true Christian? Are you going to be a true lover of God? And are you going to pray for your president? Now, you know, you say, well, you're not teaching the Bible. You're just talking about somebody else. And you're comparing
it to the Bible.
But
right
we
here.
Are talking about, we are preaching
Isaiah 44,
the Bible.
45.
And we're speaking about things that happened in the past. And you
and
know, God isn't just the God of the past.
That's right.
He's the God of the now and the future.
And the future, that's right.
He's the Olam. He's the beginning, the now, and forever and ever. So we just want to share our heart because we're excited.
So,
just like they were excited when the building started, you know, when they started cleaning up the rubble. Can you imagine
right.
all the rubble?
That's right.
Look at these nations right now that have been bombed so bad. And even like the... whose tomb was it that was bombed over there? Jonah's tomb. Can you imagine? That tomb has been standing there for
hundreds of years.
And they wanted to go and destroy that, right? So they have just destroyed
it. Right.
There's only parts of it still standing. So, you know, there's a lot of people that want to tear down and destroy. But, you know, we want to build, and we want to build, of course, we want to build our lives on God's word, but there's things that God wants us to do, you know, to because he's given us power and authority, and he's given us gifts.
Well,
he wants America to be prosperous.
That's right.
You know, that doesn't mean just rich,
that's
but,
right.
you know, it's part of it.
Good paying jobs, no concern.
People need, yeah. he doesn't, you know, people... The government and the elite, I call them, are many people want to just keep everybody on welfare.
That's right.
Keep them under your thumb, you know? And so people get so used to that. That's what happened, you know, happened
in their entitlements, they call them. Yeah.
That what they don't work, they don't think they can work, they don't go to work. They just want to receive. Give me, give me, give me, give me. But you know, this is not what it's all about. We're supposed to go out and do something.
That's right.
If you don't do nothing, you don't get nothing.
So this is a beautiful picture of an outsider coming in and taking his people and to rebuild. Trump has come into office. He's breaking the political cartel. He's taking some new people, and a lot of them were never in politics before. And they're going to rebuild the foundation that we need in this country.
He's
and I believe
with
all
ice.
My heart, by the Spirit of God, it's going to be put back on the base and the rock of the
he's
Bible.
Breaking
with
the
Yeshua.
Ice,
he's breaking everything. He's breaking all the bricks up, starting it all over again. He's tearing down, he's going to rebuild. That's
because
what he's doing.
What? Our nation needs to be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And him, the chief cornerstone.
Hallelujah.
But that has fallen away. Prayer, back in school. Awesome. Praise the Lord. When I went to school, they had prayer in school. Prayer back in school every day.
That's right.
Now, a lot of people don't want that.
That's right.
Because what? There's a lot of people that are falling away from the Lord. There's a lot of people that aren't Christians. There's a lot of atheists. There's a lot of people that are mean and they're nasty. And they're what I mentioned, what we read over here. They want other things. They're liars. They're mad people.
They blaspheme God.
They turn away from God.
Sure.
They don't want to be wise.
No.
They turn their back on God. And so those people who have done that, we need to pray that they will return to the Lord.
Right.
That they will return
and
to
really
the Lord.
And really have an experience with Him.
And that people will rejoice when prayer comes back into school.
That's right.
They'll rejoice when we have a godly Supreme Court. And that godly decisions will be made.
Thank you, Lord.
They'll rejoice when there's no more abortion in America.
That's right.
What a blessing God would have on our country. How many babies have been killed, Pastor James?
Almost 60 million in the United States now.
Who would ever think that 60 million babies
were killed
would be
in the
killed?
Womb. What an abomination to God.
In the womb.
That's right. It's not the right of a woman. It's not her body. And as soon as that baby is conceived in the mother's womb, it's a human
being.
But
some women think it's their right. It's their body.
They can kill a baby. It's a terrible thought, but that's what they have. And there's one state or two states that are trying to pass a law about this, that as soon as there's a heartbeat, they consider that baby a human being then.
They've already passed it in Ohio.
Is that right? That's right, Ohio. From the beginning, within a few weeks.
That needs to be in every single state.
That's right.
You know, if women want to do that, they should go and have their womb removed.
Yeah.
Hey,
so they can't have any more babies.
They don't want children?
That's right.
They should go and just have it removed.
That's right.
Then they won't have a problem about it.
That's right. But we have all these things. So Trump wants to have a process starting this to change all this. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time. But I'll tell you, as he goes along, he's going to take the priorities one by one, and he's going to address those things. And there'll be a lot of people that don't like what's being done. In Cyrus's day, there's probably a lot of people didn't like what he was doing. What are you doing this for the Jews for? You're not Jewish. Well, he said, my mother was. But, you know, they didn't like it, I'm sure. But there's going to be a lot of people not like what Trump's doing. But I'll tell you, if he listens to God, this country can be blessed because he's going to get a word from the Lord. He's going to follow through with it. And when he hears, God's going to be on his side, and he'll bring that which it seems impossible to be possible in this day and this hour.
We need to continue to pray for him.
That's right.
Stand in the gap.
Safety and all, yeah.
And learn how to pray. Learn how to hear God's voice. Ask the Holy Spirit to ask the Lord when you're praying. Ask the Lord to show you what he wants you to pray for. He'll direct your prayers. If you pray to the Father something that he has asked you to pray for, and you're praying to the Father, the prayer goes to the Father, and he will direct your prayers, and he will take care of the situation. It'll be like a beam. You're sending the beam up to the Father, and he will send the beam down to where the situation where the prayer needs to go. You know, but he only listens to those that are righteous. So he's calling us to cleanse ourselves and to put on righteous garments.
That's right.
To be holy. He says, be holy as I am holy. You know, but we can't go to prayer to God when we have deliberate sin in our life, when we
That's
have
right.
iniquity, when we're twisting the scriptures, when we don't love the Lord, you know, like we should. He won't hear our prayers. It'd be like hitting a brass ceiling and you're just talking to air. You know, we need to cleanse ourselves, and we need to pray for our country and the people that are here in our country. Many different types of people, many different ethnic groups. We need to pray that the Lord Jesus will reveal himself to these people, and they will all become children of God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
We found out even from this is not a campaign he went through, it was a movement. We found out that the West Coast of the United States and the Northeast were the ones with the anti-God people. And they carried a lot of the votes, we know that. But the thing is, the ones in the middle, the grassroots, is the ones that put Trump in office.
Well, mainly, actually, if California was not even there, then he would have won it
big time. Yeah.
And so, you know, but, you know, those people that are in these places, there's going to be great judgment in some of these places.
Sure will be.
You know, when there may be earthquakes, there may be things happen, because, you know, God sees, and he only will take so much, and something will happen. devastation could happen.
So we want to walk in the peace that God wants us to walk in with everything.
Amen.
And we trust Him. He'll take us through. You know, I think about the scripture in Luke 21, I quote all the time, that God told us, and that Jesus told us in 21 of Luke. What did He tell us over there? He said, with patience, possess your souls.
Amen.
And that's the key thing. We got to walk in patience and trust Him.
One has to possess their own soul,
that's
right?
That's right.
Nobody else can do it for you.
I can't possess yours or anybody else's. That's right.
Well, so. We're just blessed to be here, and we are celebrating, and I hope you are as well. Well, we do have a teaching this afternoon at 4 o'clock about prayer, about
the courtroom of heaven.
How to enter the courtroom of heaven and to have your prayers answered.
Robert Henderson's his name.
Robert Henderson. So come. It's at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it's about an hour and a half video. And then we have a little meal afterwards. So come and celebrate with us. And be blessed. And then we also have services on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, every Friday we come together at 7 p.m. for our Friday night service. So this is...
You want to mention one other thing, too.
Yes.
About Bree coming.
Well, we have a prophet, Bree Keaton, coming. And she will be with us February the 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's on a Friday.
Incredible woman of God.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She is an incredible woman of God. And she spends much time in Africa, and she ministers to thousands of pygmies. You would never realize how many pygmies there are in the world. And she has done such an awesome work there. Yet she's written many books, and she teaches on spiritual warfare.
And deliverance.
And she teaches on deliverance.
That's right.
Amen. And she's a very, very prophetic, powerful woman of God. She carries she wields a big short sword.
Big sword, yeah.
And that is the Zayin, the seven. Amen.
Yeah. The sword of the Spirit.
The sword of the Spirit. So we just thank the Lord for this radio program. You can go back and listen to what we said or listen to other podcasts we've done in the past. Just go to WCNO.com. Tell your friends and your relatives to listen to us on WCNO every Saturday at 12 noon till 1 o'clock, and we just thank the Lord for you. If you'd like to send a beginning of the year offering
yes,
for to bless Raising the Standard, we would certainly appreciate it, or to bless our brother and sister Roscoe and Audrey on Andros Island,
hallelujah,
who's building the church, actual building, and it's going up, amen. And so we want to say hello to you over there, Roscoe and Audrey. I know you listen to us every Saturday, praise God, And what else was I going to say? Oh, you have the telephone number.
Yeah, here's the telephone number.
Okay, we're here in Stuart, Florida, and that's on Cantor Highway and Monterey Road in the Monterey Plaza. And our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
So we're honored to be here with you again on another Saturday, and we enjoy this. We hope you received something from this, and I believe you did if you listened closely about our country. So as we close this program every week, we tell you all to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of Prophecy.